Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, and we're switching the vibe up a little bit. We're bringing the volume down a little bit for an awesome band called Medellin, and I want to say that I'm saying that correctly. Am I saying it correctly?
Yeah, we pronounce it Medellin.
Medellin,
but you
okay.
Are still saying it correctly.
Medellin. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm never going to say it the same again. Medellin. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Can we go around the room? Tell me what your name is and what you do in Medellin.
Sure. I'm Jen, and I sing, play guitar, and keyboard.
Awesome.
I'm Ramsey. I do the bass.
Rebecca, guitar.
Matthew, I play drums and backup vocal.
Cool. So this is, I guess, where I ask kind of the, in Marvel terms, the origin story of Medellin.
Yeah.
Anyone want to fill me in?
Yeah, I'll start. You know, you guys feel free to jump in. So I started this end of 2016. Matthew and I were in an 80s cover band together.
Cool.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun. But I wanted to then start my own band, and you know, I loved singing with Matthew, and I knew that he played drums, so he was my first member to join Medellin. And then I put an ad out on Craigslist.
Nice, as you do.
And I think I had just two people respond to that, and that was for guitar. And Rebecca was one of them, and she came over to, you know, my little basement apartment at that time, and we played our first show, I think, just like a few weeks later.
Nice.
At Hotel Albatross.
We may have done a show just the two of us at one point, or did we?
No.
Never?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. So we're playing with just the three of us for about, like, 2 years? Was it that long?
Too long.
Yeah, it was too long, and we were playing without a bass player for, I mean, a while, and we had some people, you know, kind of just fill in for shows and whatnot. And then we met Ramsey when you were doing Paisley Devil, right?
Yes.
And we played at, what was it, Hollow Earth Radio.
Yeah, shout out to Hollow Earth Radio.
Yeah.
The old
Hell yeah.
Hollow Earth.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did they move?
Yeah, they recently, the old space shut down, but I think they relocated into the same building that the new Black Lodge.
Yeah.
Okay, they're there now.
Shout out to the Vera Project for making that happen, bringing two really cool things. And they also have a record store. The guy who did Light in the Attic, he now runs a record store at that space. So it's like this cool, you know, all-encompassing arts and, you know, records and music and radio space. So shout out to them. So your first show.
Yeah.
Was Hollow
Earth. Well, we met Ramsey at Hollow
Earth. Oh, sorry about
that. Yeah, yep. That's where we met. And then we started playing together. I think then our first show with Ramsey was in 2018 at Lo-Fi. Yeah.
R.I.P.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P. to Lo-Fi. Right in that area.
Yes. Yeah.
So okay, right on. So the songs that we're going to be playing are from a record called The Garden, which came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start working on that record?
Sometime ago.
So, wait, 2016?
It's your magnum opus?
No. Okay. So we started, I mean, the first songs, I feel like, were January and World's Fair, right? Mm-hmm. And I think those... we wrote in like 2019, and our thoughts were that, okay, we'll get this album done in about like a year, right? We're thinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, then 2020 happened. We all know that story.
Yes.
And then also I became pregnant and, you know, things just did not move at the pace we were thinking they would. And,
sure.
You know? Took a little extra time, but it was definitely worth it. So, yeah.
Did that time allow you to craft it more than you maybe would have otherwise? Like, really, like, take your time with it and, like, make it?
Yes. I mean, it definitely had us craft it differently than we would have expected. If you guys...
Talk. Feel free to
you
share.
You guys talk now.
I definitely think we would have taken some more time. So for a while we weren't meeting and we were kind of demoing and writing in like an online digital audio workstation called BandLab, which was definitely different than how we had written before. Mm-hmm. And I think I would say about half of the album was kind of written that way, which was kind of a shift. But it was cool because I think we... came up with some ideas that we probably wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was like during the height of the pandemic was BandLab?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, like more towards the like beginning-ish section of it?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it was also a tool that I think we ended up using
throughout
the whole writing process too, just because it was convenient.
Yeah. Yeah. Rebecca brought that to us.
That's cool. So is it the idea, it's kind of like a Zoom, right? Where everyone has their...
Yeah, it's a, how would you, it's kind of like a
it's DAW, like,
sort of?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like file sharing.
Oh.
You can record right into the interface and it's all there. Everyone's hearing the same versions.
And it shares video too?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's audio.
Oh, cool.
And everything is tracked separately, and you know, you can all just add your parts.
Yeah, it's like a simplified browser based version of Pro Tools that everyone can kind of work in the same file. So pretty rad. It's free too.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you mentioned that, I just pictured all four of you just like in different like Zoom bubbles, like playing together.
Yeah.
That's what I pictured. But now that you're breaking it down, it sounds even more cool, you know? So.
Yeah, it was more like Jen would like record something in the program and be like, hey, I have this idea. And then we would sort of write on top of it and then talk like over Zoom about like what was working, what was not working, stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody else got to play in that tool. I had to like push buttons to get the drums in there, so that was a little bit of a challenge,
It also made for some interesting,
opened up some stuff, yeah, for
rhythmic
sure.
Rhythmic ideas that,
yeah,
and approaches that we wouldn't have done. I think
sure.
if, you know, we were playing with live drums and approaching it the same way we always had, you know, all being in a room together. So sure. Yeah.
So the album, it's been out for quite a while now, and I'm sure that you all have your favorites, even though it's probably like choosing your baby. I'm going to go around the room.
What's your favorite? Do we have to pick one?
You got to pick one.
Got to pick one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you could only play one song, like Jimmy Kimmel's like, hey, Medellin, you're coming live. You're, okay. You got to play one song. What's it going to be?
You guys want to start?
I mean, it changes daily, probably. But I've consistently probably liked C-Stacking the best.
Cool.
Just because it's, I like the vibe of it. And it just seems like something that I always want to hear. But yeah, it's a tough one. I'll stick with that one just because I can only say one. So
okay, yes.
I think mine is Our Apartment. It's just really fun.
Yeah.
To play.
Awesome.
I would say The Garden for me.
Yeah.
For me, as of late, I would say Everything's Out of Tune.
Mm.
It's the last song on the album, and I feel like when we play it, I'm emotionally the most in it. Yeah.
Awesome. So a question, you know, that I've kind of workshopped a little bit and, you know, I'm curious because I'm just meeting you guys now and I'm kind of just want to get to know your personalities a little bit more and what you bring to the band and whatnot and what you bring to music here in Seattle. And, what's the last thing that really inspired you? And it could be a book, it could be a movie, it could be a comic book, it could be your kid, it could be a commercial you saw. What's the last thing that really inspired you?
Well, I will do my best to describe this. I haven't yet written about this, but as of late, I've been trying to get more spiritual. And
yeah.
So I've kind of been in sort of, like, I can be very obsessive and in my head and overthinking things and getting stuck. So just kind of like Eastern philosophies, yeah, of separating that who you are is not your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking more about that has been inspiring me. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. Feel free to jump in. Or, you know,
I'll go.
Okay.
See. So, has nothing at all to do with like how I'm playing or anything, mm-hmm, but there's a series of books called The Three Body Problem.
Okay.
It's a Chinese author. It's actually going to be on, there's a Netflix series coming out in March about it that I have very low expectations for because it's quite an involved, you know, kind of broadening of the universe and what a civilization within the universe is ultimately tasked with doing,
mm-hmm,
over the long, long, long haul. And it's got me thinking a lot about sort of, you know, life beyond just my life. So yeah, kind of similar to what Jen was saying in a very roundabout
way. Okay, we're getting deep. I like it.
Yeah.
And anyone, feel free.
I'm going to go the opposite of deep and say my guitar teacher.
Yes.
She's a jazz person, which is not really what I play, but just every time I have a lesson with her, she just pushes me to do something a little bit different.
Can we get a name, a shout out?
Susan Palmer.
Okay.
Her studio's called Lead Cat Press.
Right on.
Yeah, she's here in Seattle. She's amazing.
Hell yeah. And last but not least.
Yeah, I would say in the last year, like creatively, a couple of things that have inspired me. The movie Skinamarink, which
I've heard interesting things about this.
It's not for everybody. Yeah. But it was like a pretty emotionally affecting movie on me that like was kind of creatively invigorating for me.
It's a horror movie, right?
I would describe it as an ambient horror movie.
Okay.
It's incredibly boring. but
you're really selling it.
Yeah, no, it's not for everybody. You got to be in the right headspace to watch
it. Sure.
But I really enjoyed that movie, and it was very creatively stimulating for me.
Cool.
And then also I've been reading a book called House of Leaves, too, which is
a good book.
Yeah. I would say similar to that movie. So that's been inspiring for me. So.
Awesome. And when you went to go to record the record, where did you, you know, where did you record it? Did you guys do it yourselves or did you go to a studio? Or?
Okay, this is a long answer. We went everywhere.
Okay, cool.
Okay, not everywhere.
Sessions all over.
So we first started, we had a residency at Alma Mater Tacoma.
Oh, yes, RIP.
It started before that even.
Well, that's where we first recorded. No. Oh, wait, you're right. Yeah. No, we first started at MRX. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, because we recorded World's Fair there.
Yeah, we recorded World's Fair. And so you're right. So, yep. Then we had the residency probably like a year later at Alma Mater. Then we had the Jack Straw Cultural Center, where I'd say we did like a majority of our tracks, mm-hmm. especially bass and drums, mm-hmm. and a lot of Rebecca's mm-hmm. parts. Then I did most of my guitar at Kurt Roy Audio. And then well, we didn't finish there. Rebecca and I did more of our guitar parts back at MRX with Rick Hoag.
Cool.
And then I recorded my vocals and keyboard at home.
Right on.
And then for the garden, we all recorded our parts at home.
That's cool.
And Ramsey mixed and produced that one.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Was this, are you well trained with recording, mixing and stuff like this, or?
I never went to school or anything, but I've been doing it for a long time, and
hell yeah.
I've done some other like mixing and mastering projects.
Very cool.
So like a lot of like electronic based stuff, and that track is definitely more electronic based, so it kind of made sense for me to do that one.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go into a couple songs from the record, and we're going to go into Shell and Who Knows. But before we go into Shell, is there anything you guys want to say about these two songs?
Mm. I don't want to say too much.
We could always just let the music speak for itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that. All right.
It's probably the better move.
It's Medellin here on Loud and Local. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
back here on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, Medellin. They have an album that is called The Garden, and it's available now. You can stream it. You can buy it. You can actually go to – I was at Sonic Boom the other day. They had the record there. So nice. Shout out to the awesome independent record stores. You guys played at one of them, Easy Street, recently, right?
Yes, we did, like, before the holidays.
That's awesome.
End of December. Yeah, that was really fun.
Cool.
Very cool space.
So 2024, obviously it's a new year. We're well into it, you know. What are you guys looking to do in 2024? Any goals?
I think the main goal really is to write more.
Cool.
That's, yeah, that's the focus.
What label are you on?
We're on Icy Cold Records and Den Tapes here in Seattle.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. How did you get linked up with those labels?
I, like, reached out.
I guess that's a good,
I mean.
Well, it was Dark Swoon that kind of, I think, surfaced Icy Cold to us.
Yeah.
We played with them at
Seagaze a few years ago. Right?
Cool. We reached out to places that we were fans of, and Icy Cold was on that list.
Right.
So,
that's awesome. So the question that I kind of geared you all up for, favorite Northwest bands of all time. This is a Northwest focused show. And actually, before we jump into this, I never asked, would you consider yourselves a Seattle band, a Tacoma band, a Burien band? You know, like what's the main center of the, or is
it? I mean, I would consider us a Seattle band.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Seattle band.
We all live in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. So. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What neighborhoods?
West Seattle.
West Seattle?
Mm-hmm. Wallingford.
Wallingford. Irwin. Okay.
Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
I'm in the Central District.
All right. And I'm on Finney, so.
Oh, nice. Nice.
All over the place. Yes. Okay, so favorite Northwest artist or bands, musicians of all time.
Okay.
And whoever wants to start.
I'm going to say Zola Jesus.
Okay. Absolutely.
The first bands I like kind of got into as a youth were like PNW indie rock bands, so like Modest Mouse and like Built to Spill, I'd say were definitely my faves.
My very favorite probably is Unwound.
Mm.
90s kid, and then all the Riot Grrrl stuff from the 90s that was going on in Olympia.
I'm going to go ultra conventional and say Soundgarden. You know, I play drums and I sing, and Soundgarden had an incredible vocalist and an incredible drummer.
Mm-hmm.
So hard to top that combo.
And some of those songs, you know, they're so catchy, but if you you were to strip the vocals off of that, it would just be like a Sabbath song. It would just be heavy metal, but then you put the soaring vocals on and it makes it like catchy and stuff. So anyway, I could talk all day about Soundgarden, but great choices. Thank you very much. And if people can't, you know, come out to see y'all and they want to support you, what's the best way to do that?
I would say check out our Bandcamp page. Mm-hmm.
Buy our stuff.
Yeah.
Merch.
Listen to
money.
Our stuff.
Give it to them.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. And listen to us on
Spotify. Us.
We have sweet vinyl. There's t-shirts. There's,
cassettes.
Hey, from Den Tapes, cassettes,
Yeah.
What's your preferred way to listen to music? Is it CD, cassette, vinyl? Are you a streamer? I'm a CD person. I am a 90s kid. I like compact discs. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right now I am. I do stream.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it, but yeah, that's
no shame here.
What I do.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Like your favorite versus what is convenient,
sure.
What you end up doing.
Yeah. Right.
But my fave is definitely vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
But let's face it, probably 85% of the time I'm streaming stuff.
Yeah.
Sadly.
8-track? No?
No. Same as Matt.
Fair enough. all right, so we're actually going to end things with a couple more songs here from the record. But before we do that, is there any shout-outs or thank yous you guys would like to use the airtime for?
Thank you. Well, thank you to everybody that's been listening to us and supporting us. Thank you to Den Tapes. Thank you to Icy Cold. Thank you to everyone that has been involved in making The Garden. and to our friends and family that have, you know, supported us and let us be artists.
Yeah, and all the bands that have supported us, a lot of.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, La Fonda.
Mm-hmm. It's a great band.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Our roommates, They Soul Exquisite.
Mm-hmm. Those are roommates. Mm-hmm. I had them on the show recently.
Oh, right on.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's who turned you on, yep, to Loud and Local, right? With They Soul Exquisite. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Band practice.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's a big house. That band is huge.
Live together.
It's amazing. Yeah. Where do y'all practice at?
Groovebox.
Groovebox.
Yeah.
Okay.
We recently moved in and it's very nice.
Good vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, we're going to go into the garden and sea stacking. Any final words before we jump into these?
Yeah. No, thanks for having us, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Right on.
Thank you, KSW. And thank you, listeners.
It's Metagene here on Loud and Local.
The trees around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.